boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Today is going to be a very interesting day on Those Girls in the Afternoon, because it's been 4 years since we last spoke to Anna.
Anna came on our podcast before we were Those Girls in the Afternoon. We were Girl, Can We Chat Quick? And we had Anna on to do a tarot card reading for us. Now, fast forward to present day, last week actually, Anna appeared in your dream.
And she was very specific, saying, I have a message to tell you. It was that a couple of coworkers are out to get me. Mm-hmm. And she used her hands to hint towards like stab, and then I saw blood, and that was it. That's it of the dream. I don't know what she meant by that.
Are they going to like
physically kill me? Is it just backstab me? What's happening?
It's spooky, scary vibes, and I don't know what to tell you because I am scared of that. I don't like it. It's spooky enough that she, of all people, after 4 years, appeared in your dream. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to the source.
Anna is going to be on our show today. One, we're going to talk about the dream.
Uh-huh.
See if there's anything she notices about it.
Did she dream about you?
That's my biggest question. Uh-huh. If I'm dreaming about you, you got to be dreaming about me, right?
Well, is there like a portal that we're missing out
Maybe
on?
Maybe she went into a portal. I don't know.
I have a lot of questions.
I know we also want her to do another tarot card reading, because that's the whole reason we had her on. Mm-hmm. She did a reading for you and she did a reading for me. What do the cards say? Do they have anything to do with the dream and not with the dream?
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot to be done today. A lot of unanswered questions. It's like we're in Unsolved Mysteries.
I was going to say like a murder. Yeah. Except for I don't think anyone's died yet.
I wish Lester Holt was here.
Ooh.
He's the guy, the voice. All the old folks are like, yes, Taylor, I know Lester.
Is this the 60 Minute guy? Or is it?
Yeah, or Dateline. I get them confused.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is like real life Dateline, but it's your life.
Well, get ready to be Lester.
I cannot wait.
We've got Those Girls' first ever catwalk coming up on Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock at McGrath Amphitheater. This is for anyone who's got a cat mm-hmm. and wants to take them on a walk.
Check.
If you love cats.
Check.
Got cat apparel.
Check.
Or you just love listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Check.
This is for anybody. This is going to be such a blast. We are going to walk around the little loop of McGrath Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm. Great size.
What'd you say?
It's a great size. Because if you have a cat, like I know my cat, he's still getting used to going on walks.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to go too far.
Yeah. One loop is going to be perfect. But if you have a cat that, like, you know, those people that walk around with their cats at the farmer's market downtown. Uh-huh. If you got a cat that can go all day, 4 loops is about a mile. So you can make a workout out of it.
I would, right?
Why not?
So we want to see you. It's going to be such a fun, exciting day. Again, it's Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock at McGrath Amphitheater.
And lots of fun things coming your way at the catwalk. But it's also going to be a kickstart to our Stuff the Wagon little holiday give back situation that benefits Cedar Valley Humane Society. So if you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I would love to donate to their cats and dogs there, you can bring a free will donation and we will pass it off to them as part of Stuff the Wagon.
100%. So if you want to do good, you want to see cats, you like cats, you got a cat, you love Those Girls in the Afternoon, it's really for everyone. You're going to check mark. There's a check mark for you there.
Absolutely. You can let us know that you're coming on Facebook, on the Z102.9 Facebook page. You can see at the top, we have a Those Girls Catwalk event page. Go check it out and let us know you're coming.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I often hear about world records and I'm like, who thought I could do that? You know what I mean? They're often very mm-hmm. random, which, by the way, you can be part of a world record this Saturday with the Morning Scramble. Check it out, Cedar Rapids Farmers Market. But there's a specific Guinness World Record in the news right now for fastest 100-meter barefoot on Lego bricks sprint.
I saw this, and it did not look like fun.
Oh, my God. It's exactly what you would think. On a high school track or something, they have 661 pounds of Legos on, like, in a lane on the track for 100 meters, and a mom from New Zealand. Her name is Gabrielle Wall. She got two kids. She broke the world record for running across a track made of Legos in 24.75 seconds. Mm-mm. Now, she's running, okay? She's running on these Legos. And I feel that that is a sensation everybody can picture in their mm-hmm, mind, mm-hmm. what it's like to step on a Lego, mm-hmm. let alone willingly run across 600 pounds of Legos.
Contest is world record, whatever, is literally only for the parents.
That's exactly what the comments are saying. So she did this back.
Yeah, I was like, this is parents only. I'm
no!
not.
No, people are like, okay, me at home at midnight trying to find the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So she did this back in January, and it's just now going viral because Guinness posted it on TikTok. And the comments are hilarious. People are like, why would you ever start learning how to do this? And then the parents are like, oh, we didn't choose.
It chose us.
The Lego life chose us.
I think there's so many more now that you could do that are like that. I mean, obviously we've got Legos. You could do bicycles, because how many times did you just leave your bicycle in the yard? And it's like,
oh my God, how many times can you hit your shin with a Razor scooter without uh-huh. crying?
Yeah. And take that. But also, like, okay, what about us people who don't have kids? I think we could do one, because it happened to me this morning, when your boyfriend leaves his shoes in the middle of the floor.
Mm.
Can you run on top of that? Can you not twist your ankle?
I think you're really on to something here.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You've been hearing us yapping about it for a couple weeks now, but we are so freaking excited. Dancing with the Stars is back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, have we ever really watched a season before? I mean, it was like a dance here or there.
I feel like I
but
watched.
I'm all in.
Yeah, via TikTok last year.
Yes.
Anytime a dance would come on my For You page, I would watch it.
Yep.
But I never actually sat down and watched the show. After seeing the cast reveal this year, it feels like it's going to be a competitive season for some reason.
Uh-huh.
So we're fully in it.
We are so excited because there's a lot of people we know. And there's only like two people I really don't know a whole lot about them. So it's going to be a good year. And you and I decided we wanted to do a bracket where we would basically figure out who we think is going to win the whole thing. And one thing led to another, and some coworkers are in. So now you've got the Scrambles in, competing against us, competing against Spencer from 1600 ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Jaden at night.
Jaden at night. And Kylie, we're all in on this. And we're going to see who can pick the best.
So we found like this app that basically allows you to do a fantasy league, which is really exciting. And the way that we're doing it is that we have to pick who we think is going to get the boot each week.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to get eliminated.
Uh-huh.
And it makes you pick for 2 weeks in case there's a double elimination. So really only your first pick generally is going to matter. So do you want to tell me, or do you want me to tell you who I have first?
I'll tell you first.
Okay, who's your top, like, would go home?
No, okay, so it makes us pick two each week, even though there's a chance two people may not get eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pick that. So my first one, no matter what I do think is going to get eliminated tonight, is Andy. Now, here's the reason why. I've seen some videos of him and his partner, I'm blanking on her name.
Oh, I know.
And he doesn't look like he can dance a whole lot compared to the other ones. That's no disrespect. Just compared to the other ones, I'm like, okay, they look like they've been putting in some work, all right? So that's one number reason one. But also, I did see a rumor on TikTok that people think she purposely picked him as a partner so that she would get eliminated so that she could focus on choreographing the team's mm-hmm. routines. So I'm all for believing anything I see on the internet sometimes.
Right.
So I'm going to go with that. My second one, if there is a double elimination tonight, is Corey, because I don't know who you are. Straight up.
Right. Right.
And didn't he go missing? Weren't people like wondering where he was?
Yeah,
like,
why he hadn't shown up to rehearsals.
He hadn't been showing up to rehearsals, so clearly you're behind.
I did see that. Yeah. Okay, so my first pick would also be Andy Richter.
Nice.
I just feel like comedians, not that he doesn't have the potential, but comedians probably have a harder time taking it seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just in your nature to make everything a little bit of a joke. I think he's going to be entertaining, and I think maybe he'll pull on our heartstrings. I just don't know that he's going to make it very far.
Okay.
My second one, honestly, hot take, Hilaria.
Okay. Well, not her. Who's the girl from Parent Trap? I almost picked her as my second.
Oh.
I can't remember her name.
I can't either. Meredith.
Meredith.
Meredith Blake.
But then Hilaria was like my third option or fourth option. But I have seen her kind of dancing with Gleb on TikTok.
Yeah.
Is it great? No. But she's definitely trying. And I know that she's danced even before this time. She would post a lot of dancing TikToks. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she has the passion there. That's why I didn't pick her.
I don't know. And then people hate Gleb. So
people hate Gleb because of the whole thing last year. It was a little too much PDA.
It's a lot of PDA.
But I know people don't really like her either.
What I will tell you is I don't think we're going to have to worry about any of this because it seems that there's not going to be an elimination tonight.
What? So, I think it's voting for nothing?
I don't know, because I think it's a good baseline for us. We get generally, now I don't have confirmation, but in the last couple of seasons, there hasn't been an elimination in episode one. But the scores from tonight will carry over to next week, and then there's probably going to be a double elimination. So we can take it all in tonight and then keep that in mind for next week. Who knows? I don't know. I could be wrong. I do not know.
No, I hate this. As somebody who's competitive, I'm like, let's eliminate somebody now.
But what if your guy ends up being really good? You're going to eat your words.
You know what? Then I take it back. I don't want an elimination.
And then now there's going to be one, probably.
There was something I wanted to ask you about Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know if I know the answer, but
you're watching it tonight, right?
That is the plan. Yes. I might be a little bit behind.
I thought about texting our group chat because we've got a group chat going to talk about our bracket that we're doing here at work. And I almost said, guys, please don't say anything. I'm going to be behind.
Yeah. We work till 7 and I believe it starts at 7.
It does.
Right? Yeah,
so we're going to YouTube TV pre-record it, you know.
Oh, I got to text Curly and put him in charge.
I gotta do this. But when you're watching, obviously you can vote in time
for
your favorite person. Are you going to do that?
That's a great question.
Back in the day with American Idol.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that?
I should. We have money on this bet. And I might as well.
I need to win my money back.
Well, what if it's one vote between me and the jackpot? Maybe you just convinced me.
I was planning on doing it because I'm assuming you could text, call, and website or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched this before in the entirety. So I do plan on voting. Vote for Whitney.
I didn't even think about what?
Vote for Whitney.
Oh, you already picked a favorite?
I think Whitney is my favorite right now. Because I do love me some Mark.
Okay. Way to make it weird. It's not even out yet.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Have any of your leaves changed?
Oh, you know what? Can I make this about me?
I figured you would. Because I'm looking out. I mean, to be honest with you, I looked out the window and we have quite a few trees and bushes and stuff. None of them have really changed color, but one of mine at home, I noticed today was a beautiful orange color. So I didn't know if it's the air in North Liberty or what's going on? What do we got in your home?
Well, I actually meant to send you a video this weekend. I really did. Because I was cross stitching on the couch. And that's when I noticed across the street, our neighbor, their tree has a couple, I would say spots. It's a little spotty right now, mm-hmm. where some are definitely already transitioned to brown and yellow, and some are still the green. But then I almost sent you another video this weekend because I was watching them fall. Oh, my God. I was in my basic fall girl era this weekend, sitting on the couch, cross-stitching, watching the summer I turned pretty, and watching the fall leaves fall. Oh, my God, was I in heaven.
Did you cry? I feel like this, this would maybe make you shed a tear.
Honestly, it felt like I died, and I went to heaven. Wow. Because, that's in what I
had. That's very poetic.
Okay, so it was last week that I told you, Taylor, I had a dream about somebody that we had on our podcast. Now, we were a podcast before we were Those Girls in the Afternoon. We were called Girl, Can We Chat Quick? And we had somebody named Anna on with us. And she randomly popped up in my dream last week after 4 years. And we haven't talked to her in 4 years. So we have Anna in the studio. We're going to talk a little bit about the dream. And then I know we might do some tarot card readings as well, because that's what we had you on originally for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm so happy to be back.
Well, thank you for coming. Okay. So let me explain the dream. Let's see if it sparks anything for you.
Yeah.
So I was walking and I realized who it was you. And I was like, oh, hey, it's you. And you were like, I'm here in your dream. You specifically told me, I'm here in your dream to tell you a message.
What?
And you were like, there are two coworkers out for you and they're not for good. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And you kind of used your hand in like a method of like stab.
Oh my gosh.
And then I saw blood.
Oh my God.
So you were specifically telling me a message that I need to watch out. You told me which coworkers, and but then when I asked like why, it just was a stabbing and blood, and that was it. So oh my I don't know what that means.
Oh my gosh, let me think about this. I feel like maybe it might literally just be like stabbing you in the back, right? Okay. Like, I hate to say that. I want to meet these coworkers now.
It's not me. I'll say it on the record. It was not me. I confirmed.
Yeah. She's like, if I watch your energy, it might tell me a little bit more.
They want to take your job. They want to be on this show. Maybe. Like, I don't know.
Oh. Do you even want new co-hosts?
No. No.
Do you know why you specifically came to, like, has anybody ever told you before that you've come in their dreams?
No, but I have had really interesting dreams where then like I'll reach out to the person that's in my dream. I'll get like a full body chill. I'll wake up and I'll say to the universe, I'll ask, do I need to reach out to this person? And I'll like, my whole body will just get chills. And then I'm like, ooh, that's a yes. And so then I'll reach out to them and they're like, oh my gosh, how do you know that's happening to me?
Nuh-uh.
And so that's happened a couple of times. This is like a reverse. It's like a switch.
That you were in mine. That, well, we were wondering if you dreamt about me.
I didn't dream about you.
No.
But I mean, I do feel like I've been asking the universe for more like tarot opportunities. So I don't know if it just prompted then you to like have me back on the show and do this again.
Okay, maybe. And then it went into the universe and then it went into my dreams. Okay, wait, I'm so excited.
Maybe
now.
I want your coworkers to be out so I can work here with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She actually wants to be your co-host, Taylor. You didn't know that.
Well, okay, now we're talking. No. After 4 years and a really random dream that Destiny had, we have reconnected with Anna, who we had on our podcast originally before we were Those Girls in the Afternoon. She did tarot for us. Destiny had a dream that she appeared in. That
she had a specific message for me.
Coworkers were making stabbing motions. I don't know. Craziest thing. So now Anna's back, and off the air, you just did a little tarot pulling mm-hmm. situation, uh-huh. and now you're going to interpret that for her.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we have a 3-card spread,
okay,
which I'm assuming is going to be mind, body, spirit. And then we also have the underlying energy card. So that often is, if it comes up at the bottom of the deck, when I pull it up and I look at it, sometimes it feels like it resonates and sometimes it feels like it doesn't. But today it felt like it did. So you technically have 4.
Sweet.
So we'll start with the underlying energy, which is the Wheel of Fortune reversed. Underlying energy is the energy you brought in here today that might be helping us kind of interpret these cards. And so the Wheel of Fortune is the energy of fate. It's something that you can't really stop. It's something that's coming for you no matter what.
What's happening?
And it's reversed. So that means that it might be like a surprise, something that you're not knowing is coming. It could be good. It could be bad. I don't really know. I can't necessarily tell you. Mm. But generally, when the Wheel of Fortune is in a reading, it's kind of a sudden twist, right? So that's the energy that you brought in with you today. So if there's something going on in your life already that seemed a little bit like, whoa, that kind of came out of nowhere.
I mean, if anything, if I was going to analyze it, there's maybe a title change for me here.
Ooh.
So that kind of came out of nowhere. So maybe it could be that.
Okay. I feel like that's kind of co-workery, right?
Yeah.
From the dream.
Yeah.
All right. Love that. So if we have mind, body, spirit now, our mind would be the Star card, and it's also reversed. Yes, queen. The Star card.
Taylor's like, why did you fold that?
She does not need that.
The ego boost. Yeah. I love it. So your mind, if it's the Star card reversed, would be kind of like the energy is when you're outside on a beautiful night and you look up at the stars and you just feel that like childlike wonder where you're not necessarily getting answers to your questions. You're just feeling really like inspired and in awe. And with that being reversed, sometimes we have these like big, big dreams that we obtain and then they almost turn into like,
well, now what?
Exactly. Almost like monotony. Like you forget that this was once a huge goal of yours and was once a dream of yours. And now you have it and it's almost like the mundane. So I don't know if your mind, you can connect that to anything that's happening right now. I don't know if it's this title change as well.
I mean, the only thing I could think of is, something that I'm like really torn about. I always said I never wanted kids. And then I don't know if I want it, but then there are days that I do. So yeah. I just feel like I never know the answer to it.
Absolutely. And that makes a lot of sense because oftentimes when we're like thinking about having children, there's moments that like our inner child is like, but wait, what about me? Like when you have children, then you almost like have to sort of lose that childlike wonder a little bit because you're starting to create that for someone else.
Yeah. The thing that would make me want to do it and what excites me is that I didn't have a good mom in my life and she left pretty early on. So I really want to give somebody what I didn't have and live through them, which is probably not how you should do it, but that's...
No, it absolutely is. That makes so much sense because oftentimes when you have children, you are reparenting your inner child. So as you create the magic for them, the star card for them, you're like literally creating that for the kid, you know, inside of you that you wish had that as well. Okay, so then we also have the body card, which is the hermit. The hermit is
they are
rude.
Right. That is me.
That's Taylor. Did you vote for Taylor on that one?
No, this is you. This is definitely you. So, I mean, if you're thinking about having children, it might be, I mean, that really is a moment that you kind of have to physically isolate yourself, especially at the beginning stages of like having children. If that's what this is all about, thinking about like when you're taking care of your body, nobody else's thoughts or opinions really have anything to do with it. You just, it's a moment for you to really go within and almost like ask your body for advice when it comes to this or something.
You know, it's crazy because that's something that my body is like one of the big questions I have is I have a bulged disc and it became a problem like a year and a half, 2 years ago where I couldn't walk. So that's like something that I'm like, if I were to have kids, I think that it will actually cause another problem with it.
Okay, so then we have spirit and this is kind of a person card. It could be facets of you. It could be someone else in your life.
Okay.
I don't know. So we have the Father of Wands, which is charismatic and creative. The Father of Wands is a man of mystique and charisma. Others are drawn to him naturally, and he welcomes them with an open and loving heart. Usually, you'll find him involved in the healing arts as he's deeply compassionate and in tune with life and nature. He is able to hold steady and still during conflict. Does this remind you of anybody?
Somewhat of myself. Holding steady during conflict is where I'm like, that's not me at all whatsoever. I would probably say it's my boyfriend. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, and it could absolutely, I mean, if it seems to be like a little bit of both of you, it could literally be, since it's in the spirit slot, about sort of like merging your souls together in a way. Like you're not going to be in it alone if you're having children, right?
Yeah.
So it would be like kind of the best of both worlds kind of coming together to be able to create, you know, what you didn't have.
Yeah.
And be able to also like care for you as well. The healing arts, you know, it says deeply compassionate and in tune with life and nature, which is like...
Not me.
He loves birds.
He
loves birds.
He does.
He does. And he knows like all the plants. He's like, oh, you can eat this one. I'm like, what?
Oh, okay.
You said you were speaking to the universe saying, I want to do more tarot card readings.
Yes.
So I wonder if that's why you came into my dream. And there's a lot of things, just not even just about that, but just a lot of things in my life that I'm like, at some point I really do need to talk to myself and answer these questions. And it's a ton of different things. Also kind of wonder if that's like, you asked the universe, I want to do more. And that's why you came into my dream. Because the universe was like, well, she's got a lot of questions.
She needs it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That or therapy, one of the two.
Absolutely. I am available to answer questions at any time. If you have questions at all, we can like pull a single card or...
She shouldn't have said that.
Oh, I will help you out.
She's the open vessel you've been looking for.
I'll be like, I don't know what kind of coffee to get today. Can you pull a card?
I can do that for you.
Well, if anything, can you keep coming into my dreams?
Yes, I'll protect you.
Oh my God, I actually really liked it when you were there. It was a sense of safety. I've never had this before. Like a guardian angel was coming into my dream to tell me something. Almost like Wednesday in the TV show.
Yes.
That's the little girl from the
spirit guide or whatever.
Yes, it was like you were dad. And I was like, oh, and I hadn't watched Wednesday, okay? So it wasn't like that at all.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
If you keep coming back, that'd be great.
I will be back anytime. You just call call to me. All you have to do is call to me.
Oh,
I'll
my God,
there.
I should.
In the
pray
dream.
To, pray to the goddess Anna, and I will show up in your dreams. I promise you.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I need your opinion on whether or not this anniversary gift is a red flag or not.
I'm the queen of getting an anniversary gift.
You love a 1 hour anniversary, so
I do.
I knew you would take this seriously.
Yes, I do.
There is a woman who has posted on Reddit, which has now gone viral with people's opinions. She was describing a 2 year anniversary with her husband. She said that she spent weeks saving up to buy him the smartwatch that he had been eyeing. She wrapped it up nicely. She cooked his favorite meal. She set up candles, all of the, you know, romance and such. And what did her husband get her? $100 gift card to his favorite gaming store.
His?
Yes. To his favorite gaming store. She said that he laughed and told her, we could both use it since you watch me play all the time. She posted and was like, I was really disappointed. I put a lot of thought. I put money into this.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got something that I felt like it was serving him. And then when I said that I was upset about it, he called her ungrateful. So she went and stayed at her sister's house on their anniversary.
Oh, I've got lots of opinions.
I'd love to hear it.
This program ain't long enough. But let's start with, did you ever tell him the expectation for the anniversary gift?
That's a good question.
Let's start there. Because that's not just anniversary, that's Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a Christmas white elephant, a gift exchange, or whatever at work, we always talk about the dollar amount. Like, what are the expectations?
Mm-hmm.
Even for me and my sisters, when we do our Christmas gift exchange, we always talk about the dollar amount. And then we do a color theme. We're like, mm-hmm. okay, we're going to do blue this year. We talk about the expectations for the gift. So my first question is, did you ever tell him the expectation? Because it sounds like you went above and beyond,
mm-hmm.
but did you tell him to go above and beyond?
Right.
That's my first
He did spend, $100 is...
That's nice.
He spent money.
But did you tell him what you wanted?
Right.
You can't get mad at somebody if you never told him what you wanted.
True.
If you did and then he didn't listen, that's where we can be mad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am not going to defend what he bought because that should not be defended at all. $100 gift card to a gaming store. If she doesn't game, why'd you do that? And to say, you can watch me game because you like to. She's probably just doing that out of the kindness of her own heart.
Oh, I can almost promise she doesn't enjoy it.
I can almost guarantee she doesn't. So that's where I'm not going to defend the $100, but I will say I hope that she had a conversation before.
Yeah, I feel
and
like
a conversation after. Moving forward, I need this expectation for gifts.
Right. Or I would have rather, like, if you want a game, I love that that's your hobby, but you could get me a $100 gift card for a massage.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a you day and I can have a me day.
Uh-huh.
Something could have been done differently. I think I would have had choice words.
I know. I would have been upset too, and I probably would have stayed at my sibling's house.
And if you're listening...
Oh,
don't.
Curly.
You.
Don't do it.
Dare.
Not even a $5
no,
gift card.
No.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You know, I've never really paid a whole lot of attention to what my boyfriend says, neighbor man, when he's gaming. But man, do I need to start paying attention more, because this dude was acting like he was at war or in a battle of some sort. I'm like, you know, you could just say, hey dudes, I need you to go protect me on the left, or hey guys, I think we really need to go back to the, I don't know, the home base or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
I'm enjoying this, whatever this is.
Me?
Yeah. The effort is there.
Yeah, but no, he's like all in. He's playing like a war game of some sort. I don't know. But he's like, all right, boys. He says this to the people, and he's playing with random people, okay? All right, boys, I think we need to go back to the headquarters because we're going to get attacked. And I'm like, you are not at war. Just say, guys, head back to the headquarters. Like, but the way he was talking, and I don't even know how to, like, describe it, it was like he was at war.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're playing a video game. But even sometimes he'll say, I don't know if your boyfriend does this, but he'll say to me, all right, babe, I'm going to war.
Oh.
And I'm like, you mean you're playing a video game? It's like, yeah, but I'll be in war, so I'll see you after. I'm like, okay.
You've inspired me. Now, let me tread lightly here, because you know how I feel about watching him play video games.
Uh-huh.
Not my vibe. But I don't know how seriously
they take
it.
You got to listen. girl.
Yeah, I have heard him. He's playing,
he plays Grand Theft Auto, don't he?
He cycles through games. Right now he's playing some monkey game. I don't know.
Okay.
And anytime I walk in and his monkey gets hit or something, he says, ow, like it actually hurts.
Shut up.
So
shut
that,
up.
He's, shut ow. Up. I'm like, what do you mean, ow? That's not you.
It's no, just a monkey. He is not.
Yes. So now I would love to see, because he does play like Call of Duty. Occasionally. That does he say ow if he gets hurt in that?
I'm sorry. I would love to know if there's if he plays, does he ever play like football games?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does he ever like get mad and like starts yelling at the refs like, all right, ref, you're so stupid. Ooh. And I'm like, the refs can't hear you. It's a video game.
I need to bug his room so I don't have to sit there, but I can just like hear it happen. I need to make a PSA right now. If you're at work or when you get into work tomorrow, the first thing you need to do is look under your desk. It's disgusting. I'll tell you, I can pretty much predict that underneath your desk is gross. I looked at mine today, okay? So I...
Bugs? Food? What do we got?
Questionable. You know? I'm not sure. I am going to be getting a new computer for my little setup. I'm not moving like Destiny did recently, but I am going to have to...
She's getting the next best thing.
Yeah, I'm getting some new computer things. Yay, exciting. So engineer Kevin came and told me today, like, hey, is your spot going to be ready to go for me to like get in here and do some rewiring and stuff? And I was like, yeah, totally. He leaves and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a mess. I need to wipe down my desk because, you know, I eat lunch there every day.
Kevin's going to think you're filthy.
He's going to think I'm disgusting. And that is the one opinion I care about in this building. Okay?
It's Kevin.
Is what Kevin thinks of me.
Engineer Kevin, we cared way too much about what you think of us.
So I wipe things down and then I'm like, oh my God, under my desk. I pull out my chair and I move my like extension cords and stuff. There's goldfish and
ew.
There's, I don't even know the last time I brought a goldfish to work.
It's been a while. That's why I said ew.
And then when it came to bugs, I still am unsure because I shed and I have dark hair. So when it's clumped up, it does look like
a spider,
a spidey or a bug or insect of some sort. So I vacuumed because, again, I really care if Kevin thinks I'm disgusting or not. So now I don't know if I need to put myself on a schedule or what to vacuum under my desk. But I want everybody to do the same because you will regret and feel bad about yourself.
Mine is clean because when I moved offices, you vacuumed that room. So I know I'm good underneath there. Mm-hmm. But the thought I have for both of our desks, do you dare check behind it?
Oh, my God.
Because you and I both have a desk that has kind of like, I don't know, you want to call it like a backdrop or...
It's like built-in shelves on
built-in,
top of it.
Yes, we both have that. Things are going to fall behind, right? It's not...
Do I have money back there?
Oh, my God.
Do you think there's a treasure?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.